Good morning. Another interesting issue comes up this year with Purim Meshulash, which means when Purim of Yerushalayim falls out on Shabbos. And that question is, what do we do for the bracha of Shehechianu? So in a normal year, in a normal Purim this year as well, outside of Israel, Shehechianu will be said on the laning of the Megillah. It's going to be said the night laning and as well in the morning laning. And there's typically an announcement in shul, or there should be an announcement in shul, that everyone should have in mind when they hear Shehechianu, that this Shehechianu is going to be effective not only for the Megillah laning, but also for the other mitzvahs as well. And it's going to be those other mitzvahs the same day. We're going to do the Matanos Levyoni, the Mishloach Manot, the Seuda, and we're having in mind that that Shehechianu will be effective for all of the mitzvahs of the day. But the issue that we have when it comes to Purim Meshulash is that we are going to have mitzvahs on various days, and we're going to say the Shehechianu at the beginning of the 3 days of the mitzvahs. Is that going to be really effective for the mitzvahs that are done on other days? So this year, Purim Meshulash, we're going to have the Mikra Megillah on Thursday night, Friday morning, and we're going to have the other mitzvah of the day, Matanos Levyonim. So the Shehechianu that we say Friday morning on the laning, we say it the night before, but also in the daytime, and that's the daytime when we have in mind on that Shehechianu, that's going to cover the Matanos Levyonim. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that we push off the Seuda and Mishloach Manot until Sunday. So how is that going to work, that we're having a Shehechianu on Friday morning, and it's going to work for Sunday? So in fact, there are poskim who say that you obviously don't say another Shehechianu on those mitzvahs. You already said the Shehechianu at the beginning on Friday morning, Thursday night, Friday morning. So what you should do comes Sunday, because there you're going to have the Seuda Mishloach Manot, is to bring upon yourself a Shehechianu via a new fruit or a new piece of clothing, and you say the Shehechianu on that, and have in mind when you say that Shehechianu that it's going to be also for the Mishloach Manos and the Seuda on that day. And in fact, we've talked as well that there are some opinions that say that you can or should do those mitzvahs on Shabbos. So in fact, you should do the same on Shabbos. You should bring a Shehechianu on yourself either by having a new fruit or a new piece of clothing on Shabbos, and have in mind that you are doing as well the mitzvahs of Purim with that same Shehechianu. So in fact, the Pesukei Teshuva springs from the same, in the name of the Sefer Chug Haaretz, as follows: the Nistapek in Birka Shehechianu to Kriyas HaMegillah. He had a suffix if the Shehechianu that we say on the Mikra Megillah on Erev Shabbos takes care of the Mishloach Manot and the Seuda of Purim that we have on either Shabbos if we have it, or Sunday if we have it. And in the Bir Alach, he quotes the Bir Alach, Desrile, the Bircha Shehechianu, the Kriyas HaMegillah, Balayla, Ein Upchotert Mitzvah Sayom. The opinion of the Bir Alach is that if you had said Shehechianu in a regular year, let's assume, in a regular year, you said the Shehechianu at night, that does not take care of your Shehechianu in the morning on the Mikra Megillah. You have to say it again. So if the nighttime Shehechianu is not going to work for the next morning Shehechianu, you have to say, well, certainly it's not going to help us when we say a Shehechianu on Friday. It's not going to help us for Shabbos or Sunday when we have the mitzvahs of the Seuda and the Mishloach Manos. And in fact, even more so, there is a view in the Rishonim that the whole reason why we say Shehechianu is on the day of Purim itself, not necessarily on the mitzvahs of Purim, but on the day of Purim itself. So certainly then, in that situation, it's not going to help us from one day to the other. Indeed, all the more so, we should bring ourselves to have a Shehechianu either on a new fruit or a new piece of clothing, and we should have in mind when we do that on the day of Purim, so that's going to be on Shabbos, and as well that would be on Sunday when we have the mitzvahs of the day, we should indeed have in mind to leverage that Shehechianu that we're saying on a new piece of clothing, and new piece of clothing or a new fruit, and that will help us for the day, for the Shehechianu of the day of Purim or the mitzvahs that we will do on that day. Now, in fact, there is a view contrary to this, that to mikomakom b'shas birka Shehechianu, Nonetheless, when we say the Shachayanu on Friday morning, there should still be an announcement, even when it's Purim Meshulash, there should still be an announcement that people should have in mind that that Shachayanu will carry us through for the mitzvahs, if we have mitzvahs on Shabbos, if there are people who are machmir and do the Mishloach Manot and the Seudah on Shabbos, and certainly on Sunday, when the Iker time to do the Seudah Mishloach Manot is on Sunday, indeed we would still make that announcement, because according to some poskim, that Shachayanu on Friday morning is going to be effective for Shabbos day and for Sunday. So that announcement should be made. At that Shechianu, have in mind, everyone, that the Shechianu is going for, indeed, not only the Matanos Levyonim on Friday, but it's going to carry us all the way through the mitzvahs of Purim, whenever you do them, on Shabbos and Sunday as well. But nonetheless, we see that some are machmir, even certainly on Sunday, when we do have the Suda and the Mishloach Manot, and for those who do a Suda and Mishloach Manot on Shabbos, indeed, to try to say another Shechianu on a new fruit or a new piece of clothing or something of that nature. Have a wonderful day.